Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So I'm at my kickboxing class the other day, and as we normally do, we're going through some drills. The coach is teaching us some new combinations, and we're practicing the new combinations on our own. So as we go through it on our own and we're punching and kicking, he makes his way around the room and he watches each individual for a few seconds, gives them some feedback, tells them how they're doing, and then moves on to the next person. So he gets to me, and I guess I should mention, I'm not the best at this. I'm actually pretty bad. I'm barely new at it. I'm not the most flexible slash coordinated person in the world. I don't have much background with martial arts. So it's really not a pretty sight, but I'm doing my best and I'm there pretty much just to stay in shape and not really trying to achieve too much more than that. So he watches me and he goes, hey, you know, your form looks pretty good, but you need to do it a little bit faster. And I was like, yeah, no, I know. I'm trying to get the form down first. And he goes, hey, well, you know what? You can't be good at everything. And I stopped and I started laughing and I said, wow, that is like the worst thing a coach could possibly say. You know what? You can't be good at everything. So we had a good laugh about it, and I made fun of him for quite a bit afterwards, because you know that's not exactly the most motivating thing to say to a student, is that, well, you know what? In the end, you can't be good at everything. And then he tried to clarify. He said, well, no, what I mean is, you know, I would love to be as smart as you and this and that. And of course, he's just being nice. I mean, I'm not any smarter than he is, but he tried to turn it around that way. But jokes aside, I mean, we had a good laugh, but you know what? He is absolutely right about that. You can't be good at everything. And, you know, I've been doing this whole kickboxing thing for about 6 months now. And do you know what? I'm not very good still. There are people who have been there for less time than I have, or just about as much time as I have, who are a lot better than me. Maybe they're younger. Maybe they have more natural abilities. Maybe they're just more inclined to kickboxing, whatever the reason might be. But they're better than me. And there's a lot of people in this club who, you know, they have bigger goals, right? They want to start sparring. They want to start competing. They want to start fighting competitively. And every month or so, they have these grading sessions where you go and you go through some tests and they give you like a grade and you can move up levels of gloves, just kind of like in karate or other martial arts. You have belts, and kickboxing, there's gloves. And, you know, I never show up to the grading. And people always ask me, why don't you come to the grading? Why don't you come to the grading? And my answer is very simple. I'm not that interested. Right? For me, kickboxing is about just staying in shape, getting a good workout, and not having a heart attack. Very, very modest goals. For other people, they have bigger goals, and that's fine. But I recognize that, you know what? You can't be good at everything. My goal is not to be good at kickboxing. My goal is not to be a good fighter, because that's not what I'm good at. And I know that. And so I think there's so much you can learn from this simple statement, you can't be good at everything, that you could apply to your business. Just think about all the things that you do in your business. And if you're a small business, then you're probably doing a lot of different stuff. You're probably serving clients. You're probably marketing. You're probably selling. You're probably doing business development. You're doing project management. You're doing customer service. You're doing accounting and payroll. I mean, you're doing all these different things. And you know what? You can't be good at everything. So once you let that in, once you begin to realize that, hey, I'm doing all this stuff that I'm never going to get good at, and you know, I don't want to get good at, then that changes everything. Because what you should be doing is you should be focusing on what Dan Sullivan calls your unique ability, the one thing that you can do better than anybody else. That's where you should be focusing your time, and you should be taking everything else, all the other tasks, all the other areas of work, and slowly, you can't do this overnight, obviously, but slowly, you should be delegating that to other people or outsourcing that to other people so that you can spend all, if not most of your time on your unique ability, the things that only you can do. Because in the end, you can't be good at everything. So stop trying to be, because you're only going to hurt yourself and you're going to hurt your business. So those are some words of wisdom for the day from my kickboxing coach. You cannot be good at everything. So stop trying. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.